This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, does the narcissist miss you, or do the narcissist regret what they did to you, and things like that, y'all. So let's keep it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza, y'all. Can narcissists miss you? Do narcissists hurt? Are their feelings hurting? Yes, y'all. Narcissistic people absolutely can miss you. They can. Yeah, they can. I miss people to this day. You know what I mean? But what are they missing about you? Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. This will be a two-parter. Two parts within one video. So don't click off when I finish out talking about this part. Part one, do they miss you? Part two is going to be, do they regret what they did to you? So part one, does a narcissist miss you? Yeah, they can miss you. Some of them do actually miss you. But, there's always a but, isn't it? What are they missing about you? What do they miss you for? Do they miss the loving connection that they had with you? Do they miss the sounds of the cheek clapping? Do they miss the feel of your body, the touch, the time y'all spend together? Do they miss any of that stuff right there? Or do they miss just getting away with stuff? Do they miss having somebody that was vulnerable, that they can manipulate, they can gaslight the hell out of, they can get away with stuff, they can cheat on, they can put their hands on? Do they miss that right there? You know, do they miss that type of stuff right there? What do they miss you for? Ask yourself that question right there. So many people want to be missed, and I understand that. I get the dynamic of wanting to be missed, but what do they miss about you? Ask yourself that question. Get real with it. Write it down. Write this stuff down, y'all. So many people, you want to just tell yourself that you want to be nice to yourself and just be like, well, I'm so nice. And you want to list off all your good qualities, and those that they miss that about you. Could they miss that about you? Yeah. But could they also miss the horrible stuff that they did to you? Some people are sadistic. They like putting their hands on you and hurting you and seeing you in pain. Do they miss that stuff right there? Some of them miss that about you. I mean, let's keep it hot. Let's keep it hot. Some of them miss getting away with doing horrible things to you. Some of them miss that type of stuff right there, y'all. You know what I mean? They absolutely miss it. I'm sorry, I just hit my shirt right here. Y'all see the shirt? The brand is here. I'm Brave. I love me. Self-love brand. The merch is available. Thank y'all so much for the support. But what do they miss about you, y'all? Seriously, ask yourself that honest to God question. Honest to Allah question. Honest to, you know what I mean? Honest to yourself question. You can be atheist, whatever. This is not a judgment zone right here. Ask yourself what they really missed about you. Can they miss you? Yeah. What do they miss about you? That's really what matters, because y'all want to be missed for the good stuff, the good qualities. Because typically when people ask me that question, they want to be remembered for the good stuff, the good times. Do the narcissists remember the good times? Yeah, they remember the good times. But you can see that they didn't hold them high enough regard to treat you better, to keep you there. You mean? So it lends to the fact that sometimes they're going to miss the bad stuff. They're going to miss the manipulation. They're going to miss getting away with things. They're going to miss hurting you. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're going to miss being able to stay out late at night because maybe the next person they deal with doesn't tolerate that. Maybe the next person they deal with has boundaries. They might miss your lack of boundaries. Put right down, this is my perspective on this, y'all, and don't take this the wrong way. Write down all the bad stuff that they did to you and put it into your head, because if you're still trauma bonded, write down all the bad stuff that they did to you. Write it down and read it out loud and understand and put it into your mind that they miss that about you. Don't miss how you look, how you feel, your body, whatever you think about it. You know, the intimacy. Don't write that stuff down, because that stuff will get you attached to them more. Write down the bad stuff that they did to you that might have caused the end of the relationship, and put it into your mind that they miss that stuff. They miss that I was vulnerable. They miss that I lost my mom. They miss that I lost my dad. They miss the fact that they can come in there and emotionally abuse me and get away with it. They miss that I kept everything that happened to me a secret. They miss getting away with all this stuff. They miss the bad. What do they miss about you? Ask yourself that question and keep it real with yourself. Because if you lie to yourself, you're going to stay in this trauma bond cycle, and you're going to fall back into the relationship dynamic, and they're going to get what they missed. They're going to show you what they really missed about you. You go back to the relationship with them. I went back and it got worse. Of course. Because they missed getting away with the other stuff, so they added on to it. Of course. Of course it got worse. I just thought it got better because enough time, I thought they would grow up. Okay, everybody doesn't grow up the same way. Stop lying to yourself. Like, cause I feel like so many people get into these mindsets where you lie to yourself to think this person misses the good stuff about you. Yeah, could they? Yeah. But most of the time, they're going to miss the bad stuff about you. Because the good stuff, if they missed it and cherished it enough, they would have treated you better. You see what I'm saying? This is not to hurt y'all's feelings. This is to jar you to take action into your on your healing journey. Because so many people ask me this question. The narcissist miss me? Do they miss me? Do they love me? Do they care about me? Ask yourself that question. Keep it real. Keep it hot with yourself. What do they miss about you? You know what I mean? Write down the stuff that they miss about you. And that might not be. It might not make you feel good. You know what I mean?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It might hurt your feelings, but sometimes that's what you need to jar you into. That's what you need to stay no contact. That's what you need to stop ruminating. That's what you need to stop blaming yourself. You mean, power up. Let this list of bad things that they might miss about you empower you instead of hurting you. Let it empower you to set stronger boundaries. Let it empower you to keep moving forward and stay as strong as possible. Let it empower you. Don't let it take your power away. You know what I mean? Just stay. You have to stay empowered. You have to say journey. It is a journey, not a destination. You have to stay empowered on this journey as well. So ask yourself what they miss. So part two, do they regret what they did to you? Sometimes they do. Sometimes they regret what they did to you, but let's keep it hot. My therapist, I've said this before, but my therapist asked me to describe how I experienced remorse and regret and all the other good stuff, guilt. I say I experienced it. Feel happy. I mean, I feel bad in the moment for what I've done things. When it comes into my head, after the relationship has ended or some bad things have happened, it comes into my head, I regret it. Why I do that to him? But then almost immediately, my mind will shift into blaming that person for what I've done to them. So do they regret it for a second or two? But they automatically start to blame yourself. You know what I mean? They not blame yourself. They automatically start to blame you for what you tolerated, what you made them do to you. You mean what you put up with? They start to blame you for what they did to you, y'all. Seriously, they start to blame you and put it onto you, what they did to you. So do they regret it? That's kind of it. Like I said, they might regret it in the moment. They might feel remorse in the moment. They might feel some guilt in the moment. But that moment is fleeting. It's a quick moment. It comes and it goes really, really quickly, y'all. So do they regret what they did to you? I know a lot of people are just like, at the basis of these questions is that you want to matter. People want to matter. Absolutely. You want to matter. I want to matter. Everybody wants to know that they matter in some way, shape, or form to someone. But what if you didn't matter to this person in the way that you want to matter? Which means that you deserve better, which means that you should go find better if this is how you're feeling right now. You see what I'm saying? That's how you get to that point right there. I know a lot of people question what I do, ask me these questions like, why do you do what you do, Lee? Because I have narcissistic personality disorder, right? But I'm also inspirational. I'm also a motivational person. So I consider I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an empowering person that just happens to have narcissistic personality disorder. You know what I mean? You're a person that dealt with a narcissist, that survived and made it away from a narcissist or a toxic person. You know, but that's not all who you are. You're a survivor. You're a thriver. You're brave. You know, but you're stronger than you're stronger than what you think you are right now. You're also more than this. You're more than this relationship. You're more than wondering if they. You're worth more than wondering if this person missed you, or if they worshipped you, or if they treasured you, or whatever. You're worth more than wondering if this person regrets what they did to you, or whatever. You're worth more than that. No, I can say that all I want to, but you yourself have to get to the point where you actually believe it. Like I said, I can say it to him, I'm blue in the face. And y'all know I'm a black man. So how long, you know, I'm a black man. So how long do you think it will take me to get blue in the face? You see what I'm saying? You see how that works right there? That's the mindset of it right there. That's how my mind works and things like that. Just like, you have to work on you. The only thing, like, control what you can control, y'all. You can't control how somebody feels about you after the relationship is ended. You just can't do that. That's outside your scope. And so many people try to, a lot of times I see, I see what a lot of people try to do. They try to get outside of their scope and stuff like that when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. You're just like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna make them feel this way, I'm gonna make them feel that way. But it all falls onto you, into your lap. It all falls that way, y'all. Like, seriously. You yourself have to empower you yourself to move forward. So do they miss you? Maybe, maybe not. Do they regret what they did to you? Maybe, maybe not. What matters now more than anything is you controlling what you can control, which is how you feel right now, if that makes sense. You can't control how they feel. You can't control how they react. You can't control how they treat you. You can't control any of that. The only thing you can control right now is how you heal. The abusive part of the relationship is on them. The healing is on you. You see what I'm saying? The abuse, that you can't control that person. That abusive part of them, that abusive person, that's on them. The healing part is on you. So you matter. You know what I mean? You're brave. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode, y'all. I hope this empowered you to take the necessary steps into taking your power back, empowering yourself. To just be a hero, y'all. You're a hero. You're stronger than what you think you are. You really, really, truly are. But I can say it to him blue in the face, but you have to actually believe it. So anyways, y'all, I'll hop off this thing. Austin, Texas, coming up soon. Austin, Texas this weekend. This is 2022, if y'all watching this video. Later in the future. If you're in the future, I'm Lee Hammack in the past. I'm Lee Hammack in October of 2022. But anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into another episode, Toronto, Canada, November 19th, 2022. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.